desire and interest in your prayers this morning. Thank the Lord for peace and joy within, the salvation that we can all experience within that we heard about in that song. Thank the Lord. It can be personal. I desire an interest in your prayers today very much. I'd like to deliver this message this morning in light of this being Palm Sunday. Lord, help us all that we would live our lives in a way that honors and glorifies the King, the Messiah, the one that came and gave so much for us, yea, that brought life, that brought light to displace darkness, that called our names and invited us to come and follow and partake of the bread from heaven, where it's not about me, but it is about glorifying our God in heaven. I'd like to start this morning in the 25th chapter of Matthew, the 14th verse. I might paraphrase part of it for the sake of time this morning. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven," again, this is Matthew 25 and 14. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." And if you will, it is as the Lord gives us life, we have life out ahead of us and we go to live life. And the Lord gives us then time to live life. "And delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave five, and to another two, and to another one, according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So the Lord gave those things and he went away. Then he that received the five went and traded and got himself another five talents. And likewise, he that received two went, traded, used them, got him another two. But then it said, he that received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came back and he reckoned with them." There was an accounting that took place. "And so he that had received five came and he brought the five talents, but then he brought the other five and he said, Lord, these five I've been able to gain another five besides. And the Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." I want to hear those words worse than anything else in life. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. There is nothing in life that we can gain in this world that is worth missing out on those words. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. "He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two others besides. And the Lord said, well done, you've been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." And I'd like to now note that what happened to the next one. "Then he that had received one talent came and said, Lord, I know that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went, and I hid your talent in the earth. And lo, there thou hast that is thine. Lord, this is what you gave me. This is yours. Here it is back. Don't have anything else to give you with it." And in another account in the 19th chapter of Luke, the scripture said that the Lord told the man that buried the talent, or the pound in Luke 19. He said, "I'm going to judge thee from the lips of your own mouth." And you know the end of that. He told him, "You should have used You should have taken what was given to you. That was a gift. That was a talent. That was something that you didn't have beforehand. You should have put it to use, but because you didn't, because you knew who I was in so many words, there is a penalty that is going to go with that, and is a very sobering judgment that the man heard in the 30th verse. It said that he would be cast, the unprofitable servant, into outer darkness, and there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thank the Lord this morning that none of us have to hear that judgment. Thank the Lord, because of the grace of God, if we choose, every single one of us here can hear those words, "Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." In the 19th chapter of Luke, we won't turn there, but it is a very similar account. And in that account, the Lord gave to each of his servants the same thing. He had 10 pounds. He gathered unto him his 10 servants. He divided up the 10 pounds, and each of the men had a pound, and he gave them directions to then go live life with that pound, and then he came back. And a similar thing happened. They all then gave an account before the Lord that was the one that in the beginning gave them their talents and their gifts to go into life with. These parables speak to the subject that we've been considering here, that has been our burden, and that is of stewardship. Stewardship being that which takes care or manages something that was not theirs to begin with. And that's what we read in these parables. These talents, they weren't the men's talents to begin with. They were the Lord's talents. And they were given to them to steward, to manage, to take care of for the one that had given those talents to them. Recognizing this morning for us all that all things are given to us from above. All things are given to us from the hand of the Lord. All things are allowed to remain at the will of the Lord, to remain or to be taken away. And so, as illustrated here, stewardship goes beyond how much of my stuff, how much of the talents that are mine, what of the gifts that are mine, what of the time that has been given to me, what of the possessions that I have, what of the relationships and influence that I have of other people, what of the gospel that has been given to me will I give to God for His use? That isn't the question, but rather, Lord, help us internalize the reality that it is, Lord God in heaven, help me to steward. Help me, Lord, to take all of the things that you have given to me and use them for your honor and for your glory. We have identified categories. This is not all-inclusive. This is just a few things that we've given some time and consideration to, that we feel inspired with. But categories of things, of gifts and talents that the Lord has given to us to steward. He's given us time. He's given us talents and gifts, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Possessions, relationships, and influences that God has put in our lives that we live that are different in many respects to everyone else that's around us. Some overlap, but not all overlap. He's given us the gospel. And the question is, how then are we going to be good stewards of these things that God has been so good to give to us? Last week, we spent some time on time. Spent time on the category of time. Stewarding time. And this morning, my burden is our talents and our gifts that have been given to us. What are talents? When you think about talents, what do you think of? When somebody comes and they speak of, do you know so-and-so? No, I don't believe I've met so-and-so. Well, let me tell you, they are a very talented person. So we use that word talent in that way oftentimes. And what do we often think about when we hear that word? Well, they're a very talented person. Well, sometimes we think of people that are very talented musicians, or they're very talented singers, or perhaps they're an artist. They're very talented in artwork. Some people are very talented with numbers. Some are very good cooks. They just have a way of making food, very, very talented. Sometimes we think about people that maybe on the other side are visible, seemingly effective workers for the Lord, and have something that we look at spiritually and view that as a talent. And a lot of times we think about these sorts of things. Well, they're a really good athlete. Well, they're a really good musician. They're a really good artist. Because they're things that often they're tangible. We can see them with our eyes. And there are moments and times we can point to and say, well, I saw that in practice. Therefore, they're a very talented person. Talents include that. Indeed, those are gifts, abilities, talents, given that definition, if you will, that God has given and has allowed. But maybe a little more definition will help us as we think about this subject this morning. The New Testament speaks of diverse Spirit-given gifts and abilities for ministry. One place is 1 Corinthians 12. We won't turn there. There's other places that the Lord sees fit to give gifts for ministry. But he also gives talents. And when talents often are used in the scriptures here, it is speaking of money, of resources. Something that allows you the ability to go forth and use it in life. And so talents are spoken of in the scripture, and God gives us talents and abilities, those things which allow us to live life. And gifts and talents overlap in these areas spiritually and with life. They intersect, and they have been entrusted to us to be stewards of. And God gives many types. That's what diverse means. A wide range of different types of talents and gifts. And so when you think about talents and gifts this morning, it goes way beyond, oh, they're a really good artist. Oh, they're a really good singer. Oh, they're a really good athlete. Oh, they're a really good speaker. They just are really talented with people. Or God has given them the gift of wisdom, the gift of discernment. And so it goes well beyond that. God has given all of us many different types of gifts and abilities and talents, which was here, take this and use it to live life for my glory. You know what? One of the greatest gifts and talents that we have been given, it is life itself. And every single one of us here this morning has been given the opportunity of life. And it is as the parable where we gave everybody the same. Everybody got 1 pound.
go with that and use it. And in that sense, all of us have been given life. That's why we're here today. We've been given life. All of us have been given 1 pound of time. Everyone has the same amount. The Lord says, here's your pound of time. 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. Everyone gets the same. Now, use it. Be a steward of it. And those of us that are here today, it's not like this with everyone. The gospel is the availability of the gospel, access to the gospel. We have all here been given access to the gospel. A great, wonderful gift, a talent, if you will. Here is the gospel. Now, I'm going to leave you with some time. Another gift. Use it for my honor and for my glory. And there are other talents and gifts that the Lord gives us that aren't, they're not all of the same. Some, he gave some one, he gave some two, he gave some five. He gives talents and gifts. They're not all the same. He gives possessions. They don't all look identical. He puts relationships and he allows us to have influence in other people's lives that somebody else doesn't have. You have influence in somebody's life that nobody else has. You have an in, if you will, that God has given to you. And he gave to no one else. And it's a gift, and it's a talent, and he asks us to be stewards of it, to manage it carefully for his honor and for his glory. And then we spoke of the gospel. What a topic that, Lord willing, we'll get to, has been given to us as a talent, as a gift. And all of these have the potential to increase in life if we'll use them. As we read in the parables where one was given 5 talents and he increased it to 5 and another was given 2, increased it to 2, these things that God has given to us, they have the ability to be increased. And if we will use them, they have the wherewithal because of God to be increased by the touch of his hand if we will be willing to use it. Some people say, I don't believe I have any talents. Well, I don't know. I just feel like I was created and I just don't really have any gifts or abilities or talents. It seems like everybody else has been given the gifts and the talents. Really? Is that really so? Haven't you been given life? Haven't you been given time? Hasn't God been good to give you some possessions in life? Hasn't God put some relationships and influence in your path? Hasn't God given you the gospel? We that are here today, we haven't been given gifts. God hasn't given us talents. Are they all the same? Again, no. Some are. Some aren't. But does it mean that if you don't have the gift or the talent that rises to the top as compared to everybody else, that you're not supposed to use it? Absolutely not. And yet, so often, we as humans, we look at what we believe we've been given, and we look at somebody else, and we say, well, that must not be my talent because they're able to do this, and I am only able to do this. And if we are not very careful, we can be as this person that ends up burying it.
What do we let get in the way of exercising what God has given us?
What do we let get in the way of being a good steward of time, talents and gifts, possessions, relationships, influence, gospel,
you name it? This account said that this person was afraid. Sometimes we let fear get in the way of us exercising what God has been so good to give us. Sometimes we can feel intimidated. Sometimes it may be inconvenience. We recognize we have it, but it's inconvenient to what I want to do. Other times we're not interested because we're interested in other things. It's not what our priority is. Sometimes we don't recognize the value
of what God's put in our life. And in fact, sometimes we devalue it. We devalue. Let's think about that for a minute. Sometimes we as people take what God has wonderfully and fearfully made and given to us, and we devalue it. Ingratitude, really. And we bury it. And we don't use it. And we don't recognize the importance of it.
And sometimes this happens because we have more pride than we really recognize we had. Because I feel like I have one and so-and-so has five, and I simply don't. If I exercise that, then what I'm doing is I'm juxtapositioning that with the one that has five. I'm putting it side by side, and I just don't like the look of that. And so I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to bury it. Sometimes it's because we have bitterness. We bury because we have bitterness. Because we look at what we believe we've been given, and we feel like we've been given less than. We feel like, well, I'm the one talent person, and there's this person with five and two, and it starts to work on us in life. We bury it. Other times it's because we're not trusting in God like we should trust in God with our talents. Thinking that the increase comes from our own strength. And so we squelch, we bury a gift or a talent that we may not even be viewing for what it really is. Sometimes we go through life and we say, well, in my life, I have this weakness. This is my weakness, and I've got to live with it. Or in my life, I have this obstacle. It's an obstacle, and it's just something that I have to deal with. Or, well, this is my life, and it's just a limitation. And so we view things that as part of our life as weaknesses and obstacles and limitations rather than viewing them for what they are. It's a talent. It was a gift that was given to you to be used. And further, as said so many times here before, regardless if you have one talent or two talents or five talents, don't they all have to be given the increase by God? Is it such that the person with five talents can say, I got it now, Lord, thank you. You have given me great talent, and I've got it, don't need you anymore. I'm at the top of the rung. It doesn't matter if you have one or two or five. Every single one of them requires the increase of the Lord. The boy on the field, on the hill that day that offered the loaves and the fishes,
fed the multitudes because he was willing to give and offer up what he had been blessed with, what he had been given. And I don't remember reading anywhere in the scriptures where the Lord said, where he looked to his disciples and said, I sure am glad that boy had two fishes instead of one, because if we wouldn't have had that second fish, I think we would have run out of food. I don't remember reading that anywhere. That wasn't what the issue was. It was, did you offer it? Were you willing to give it? Were you willing with whatever God had given to you, are you then in turn willing to use it for his honor and for his glory? There's so many gifts, so many talents that God has entrusted to us to manage. And simply put, it is the whole of our life that encapsulates the talents and gifts that God's given you. It's not this one thing over here that defines your talent or your gift. People say, well, I'm not sure what my talent is. There's a whole bunch of them that we could probably pretty quickly tell you about. People say, well, I don't really know what my special ability is. Lord, have us understand that the talents and gifts that we have been given make up and encapsulate the whole of our life, all the way down to the relationships and influence that we have, to how we use the gospel, to how we use time, to how we use our life, showing kindness to other people that is within all of our abilities. We've been given the ability to show kindness. What do we do with it? We've been given the ability to praise the Lord, to thank Him. What do we do with that? We've been given the ability to do so many things. He gives no one the responsibility to be idle. No one has been given the responsibility to be idle. No one's been given the responsibility to bury the talent or the gift that you have. Paul beseeches us in the fourth chapter of Ephesians that we walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And using the gifts and talents that we've been given, using our life, putting to use that God has blessed us with is so much of what that means when it says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Do you want to walk worthy? Be a good steward of your talents and your gifts, regardless of how big or small that you think that they are. I'd like to read out of 1 Peter 4 and 10. 1 Peter 4 and 10 says, As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And that's what we've been talking about, being stewards. It's every person that has received, whether it's the Holy Spirit, whether it's the gospel, whether it's a particular ministerial gift or a gift of life that can be used for His honor and glory and for His kingdom. As every man hath received the gift, minister the same. Not just minister the five talent to the gifts of five talents. Minister the gift, the whole of the gift, one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. May God help us never get caught in the deception that talents and gifts are so few that they can be numbered on, well, do you have this gift? Are you this? Are you this? Are you? You're not this? Well, I guess we've run out. I guess I wasn't given a gift. I guess we went over that. I don't want to belabor it, but Lord, help us not get caught in that deception where we live life feeling like that God has not given us gifts and talents
You have many gifts in your life. Some God gave you the same as others. Some God gave you one talent, some two, and some five within your lives. Some things that God has given to you as a five, something else might be a one, something else might be a two. And the Lord says, take that I have given to you, the one, the two, the five, regardless of how it compares to other people, and go forth. Question this morning is, are you willing to use it? Are you willing to take and offer up what you may believe are loaves and fishes? You have a place to fill that nobody else can fill. You are unique in wonderful and precious ways that the Lord is able to take your life and increase it in ways that He is unable in anybody else's life, because He has made you a unique person and put you in a unique place and would like to increase you in a unique way. But the question is, are we willing? Oftentimes it's not the gift of angelic tongues. It isn't the gift of understanding and being able to communicate what you understand in such smooth ways. Oftentimes it isn't the quality of presentation that reaches people. Lots of times it's very different from that. And yet, at every time, it requires the increase of the Lord upon our lives. It is intended to bring glory and honor to Him, not ourselves. And yet we can make decisions about how we live life based on how we compare ourselves to other people, because it becomes about me, as opposed to offering up what God has given to me so that He could give the increase. In the 7th chapter of Judges, the scripture specifically says that God reduced the numbers that Gideon had lest they believed that the victory came from their own hand. So in closing this morning, a closing challenge, is it possible that God is calling on us to view our talents and gifts in a little different way? Sometimes a little picture puts it in our mind. If we view what God has given to us through a human eye only, we are often apt to turn away from the very thing that God wants to give the increase. But if we will look through a spiritual lens, we will see these things differently than how we used to see them. We can view these things in the eyes that God has given us with spiritual vision, where we see much opportunity when God reaches His hand down and gives the increase. Is it possible this morning that there are some here that God would have to view your talents and your gifts through a different lens from what you have viewed your talents and gifts in the past? Is it possible this morning that the Lord would have us steward, manage, live life in a way that is different than what we have lived with regards to our talents and gifts? Is it possible this morning that the Lord would have us manage what He has given us in a different way? relative to our walk with Him. He's given us time. He's given us some abilities and possessions and relationship and influence and gospel. Is it possible that the Lord would have us steward these things differently with regards to how we walk with Jesus? Is it possible that He would have us steward these things differently with regards to our relationships with other people? With regards to our priorities? With regards to our habits? With regards to how we use time? With regards to all of our relationships? Is it possible that He would have us show more kindness to the world around us? Is it possible that He would have us live a life more of praise and thanksgiving than dwelling on what we think we don't have? Is it possible that the Lord wants us to trust Him in a greater way with what He has given to us and not just offer up what we believe is better than what our peers have? I don't have the ability to give myself more ability per se, but I do have a lot to say about the degree by which I offer up what God has given me. Stewardship of talents and gifts, as we've read, is very spiritual and it's very consequential. As we've read. And brothers and sisters, this morning, today is generally recognized as Palm Sunday, the day that history marked the multitudes of people who laid palm branches in the streets and cried, "Hosanna," recognizing that Jesus is King and that He is the great Messiah. But Palm Sunday was also a precursor. It was also a day that led up to Jesus Christ giving His all for you and me. He gave everything. He gave every portion and piece of His life He was willing to give for me and for you today. May God help us to be faithful to honor the King that yet lives, to honor the Lord as palm branches put in His way, that He might be glorified in what He has given to us in life, and that we not seek for it to be all about myself and what I see with my own human eye, but that I lay myself down at His feet to serve the King that continues to love us, that continues to call, that continues to give the increase to whosoever is willing to give their lives in total for Him. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.